I had a hard time getting into it. The narrator was an old man, but he sounded more like what a young woman thought an old man might sound like. Whenever I was tempted to give up on it, I thought of David. He had just started reading Infinite Jest. I pushed through the first two chapters and discovered a new narrator in the third. I loved the alternating points of view. I carried the book to work. I read at lunch and on my walk home, occasionally lifting my eyes to avoid strangers and uneven concrete. "How's your day?" David texted. "Good. A little tired," I replied. I stayed up late and finished my book. I tried to slip it in casually, but I was proud of myself. The last time I'd pulled an all-nighter to read, I was 12, and the book was Little Women. It was not a competition, but there was a tug. I felt him pushing me to be more of the person I used to be and more of who I wanted to be. Whenever he turned to discussing his current nonfiction book about the rise of Silicon Valley or environmental philosophers, I would tell him of fiction, of men who left their countries by hiding in boxes, only to climb out and turn into birds. I would remind him that sometimes the only way to explain the world we live in is to make it all up. I asked David once what he liked about me. He paused and said, "You make me less cynical. I see the world as a more wonder-filled place with you." David suggested we visit the library again. He asked if I remembered the game we played on our first visit. "I remember," I said. He pulled a book from the shelf, dropped to one knee, and opened it. Inside, his post-it read, "Carla, it has always been you. Will you marry me?" His proposal had rested between the pages of The Rebel Princess for over a year. "Yes," I said, "I'll marry you." We embraced in the middle of the fiction aisle, surrounded by other people's stories, about to begin our own.